Hey everyone, welcome to the Slice of Construction podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Joining me today is the founder and CEO of Trade, Anna Berger. Anna, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. We both have blazers on. Look at this,
I know. We're ready to rock.
You have the, was it black shirt?
Yes, yeah. Black.
Black. We have the white shirt. I like it. This is a good dynamic. You have a great background. We're ready. Let's dive in. Tell the audience about yourself.
So my name is Anna Berger. I'm the founder and CEO of Trade, which is a construction payroll platform designed for same-day pay.
Perfect. And and you know, how did your like background lead you to starting this? So let's use your background and then let's lead it into the starting of Trade.
Yeah. I'm from a construction family here in New York, and so Trade is very personal to me. This came from observing and seeing my dad's back office and wanting to address a lot of the issues and inefficiencies that I saw firsthand. So the initial thought behind Trade really came from just my dad and wanting to help him run his business better. And from there, it really grew into what it is today.
Ooh, I'm going to ask you later, like, what was harder, having your dad switch to the software or getting companies to use it? I'm sure in the early days it was, you know, everyone supports their child, but there's some things that maybe take a little bit longer to support on.
Yeah, and no one really rips their payroll system out on a favor. So the sell for Trade, it's not just like, oh, my daughter built a platform, you should check it out. The next question is like, it's a payroll platform, like those are our books. And in construction, the books are the holy grail. So it is a tougher sell to convince someone to hand off their payroll.
So let's talk about why would someone, first off, why would they want to hand off their payroll?
Yeah, I don't know if the bigger incumbents in the space are doing construction payroll its justice. There is so much nuance that goes into construction payroll, which is like correct timekeeping and attendance tracking, right? There's prevailing wage, there's certified payroll, there's these like, and that's what happens when you work on public projects. There's a certain level of reporting that needs to go into payroll. And, you know, companies like ADP and Paychex, they're not really privy to that information. And from my research, I'm not sure they're getting it right. So I think first and foremost, frustration with existing payroll platforms is what really opens up the possibility to consider Trade. And then when you look at the surrounding offerings around the Trade platform, which is time and attendance tracking, schedule management, people management, reporting, payroll, you realize, oh, wow, this is an all-in-one back office system that can replace my entire back office.
Like with Trade, you got into Y Combinator, right?
We did, yes.
Talk me through that experience.
So much to say. It's an incredible, incredible program, accelerator. We basically moved to San Francisco for 3 months, my co-founder and I, and moved into a two-bedroom with a sliding door in between our rooms. So we were really on top of each other in the best of ways. And, you know, you really go head down on the product and on your customers. And it's all about, you know, constant customer discovery and building a platform that people are asking for. And, you know, we had the capital and the advisory for 3 months to get Trade to a place where we were able to raise capital in a really exciting way.
And let's talk about that process of talking to investors. Was it a mix of both like angels, institutions? Did you also, maybe not for necessarily this round, is there interest in the future of maybe getting some strategics involved as well, since you work with a lot of them?
Yeah, we have quite a few strategic angels involved, people within the prop tech real estate scene. But we did really lean on kind of generic agnostic funds to kind of lead our round.
And when you raised that funding, what was the main purpose? Like, where did you want to invest that on day one once the cash hit the bank?
headcount team, like we are only as efficient as like the bodies working, right? For so many months, it was Kara and myself, just Kara on tech, me on kind of business, product, sales, marketing. And you know, this is too big of a platform for two people to crack. And so as soon as we got money in the door, our first priority was hiring a team to round us out.
And what did that first hire look like that you brought? It's always different, right? So you go from that two person where you're in the same room for a while, right? You're kind of thinking what the other one thinks before you even have to say it. I've been in that situation. What when you were first making that hire, what were you looking for the most? Was it they have to fit right away, or they need to come in and they need to be able to take on something that we don't do? And just immediately do it better and be able to move forward with it.
More the latter. And we worked with a bunch of people in like part-time consulting roles before converting anybody into a full-time position. Our first hire was product design, and it was a very strategic hire. I think the consensus in the space is that payroll and back office software, as we know it today, is super clunky, hard to understand, really cluttered. I think the stat is like, users are touching 5% of their QuickBooks account, meaning they're going to 5% of the available buttons and pages to access the information they need. And the rest is just overwhelming and in their face when it doesn't have to be. And so there was a unique opportunity with Trade to really strip the product back and only deliver on the core features that were being clicked every single day. And so that's where we did want to double down and invest into product, where we could, you know, as soon as I open up a demo, people are like, oh, right. Like it's refreshing. It's lighter. It feels approachable. And it's a very clear differentiator for us against the space.
And you've chosen to focus on same day pay, right? As like a core. So, can you explain the impact that same day pay has on both like employers and the employees?
Yeah, well, I'll take a step back and like why are we leading with same day pay? Because I think that's a huge part of our offering. And ultimately, what I saw firsthand through my dad's friends, my quote unquote uncles who were losing workers left and right, 600,000 construction workers have left the industry to go pursue jobs in the gig economy. Companies like Uber, DoorDash, and the question is why? Because those platforms are offering faster payments. So someone can essentially work for a few hours and then access the money that they earned on that shift. And so as we're seeing trends of payroll being broken, right, with the owners, we're also seeing workers wanting and craving faster payments, right, to be able to pay a parking ticket, to buy groceries for their family, to take the subway home, right? For any which reason, same day pay is becoming more and more important as the cost of living goes up. And so ultimately, you know, we wanted to marry these two truths, which is like payroll's broken and needs to be improved for construction, and workers want faster pay. Like that is really the core of Trade, right? And so, you know, not only is it a better back office system for the owners, but for the workers, it's this like retention strategy, right? They want to stay. They're excited to show up to work the next day. We're seeing they're working longer and harder because they know that they're making their dollars in real time. And so it's this really positive feedback loop that didn't exist before.
And speaking of feedback, what's been some of the feedback from the people using the app?
overwhelmingly positive. I would say we're like crawling towards real product market fit in an exciting way. We're seeing that Trade is open on someone's desktop like throughout the day. It's not a tool that, you know, like typical payroll tools that you open up every week when you need to approve the numbers and send it out for processing. What we're seeing is Trade is a platform for daily use, which to us is a really, really strong indicator that we've built something people want.
You have a strong marketing background throughout your career. Can you talk to me about how that's helped in building Trade? I'm always a big fan of obviously like tech-driven founders are great, product-driven founders are great, but the founders that also I think the kind of the sneaky one is the ones that have like a strong marketing background, because you can build the best product if you can't market it, you know. So how does that background help you in building Trade?
I think it's helped a lot, to be honest. I think in my career, I've worked at different agencies where I had to wear different hats for different brands and speak to them in a way that they understood. And then I did the same thing at Marriott International, where on any given day, I was talking to Courtyard and then St. Regis and then the Ritz-Carlton and then Moxy Hotels, right? And so each of those brands requires a different lens and a different attitude and a different pitch. And I think that same sentiment is true in the trades, right? In any given day, I'm talking to an electrical contractor, a flooring contractor, a demolition contractor, and all the workers. And I think being able to put on and off different helmets and speak to them and address their pain points in a way that they understand, it enables a faster pitch. And so I think if anything, marketing taught me, listen, like listen to what people say, because what they're saying is actually the sell. And if you can just listen better, the answer is right on the other side.
I love it. What other advice do you have? Let's talk about your advice to new founders looking to break into a typically like traditional space. We talked about construction's getting better, right? There's more innovation, but for the longest time, it fell behind other industries in terms of innovation from a tech perspective. What advice would you give to new founders that want to maybe, it doesn't have to be construction, but a traditional industry, like how do you break in?
I would say our ability to find product market fit as quickly as we're moving towards it is the amount of validation I did. I spent hundreds of hours, and like that's not an exaggeration, hundreds of hours in interviews and discovery sessions just listening to people's pain points, what gives them headaches, what tools they're using, what they wish they had more of. Like, these aren't hard questions, but how rarely do you go up to someone and you're like, what's bothering you today? Like, it doesn't happen very often, right? Especially when you're zoning in on a specific industry. And so in the year leading up to Y Combinator, like one full year, I spoke to hundreds of not just contractors and workers, but general contractors, developers, owners, construction management firms. I spoke to every single person in the ecosystem, including wives of construction workers, to understand the kind of the reasons why people get up in the morning, the motivations, right? The triggers, the values. Because ultimately to build a product people use, you need to understand more than like their workday. You need to understand like what got them there and what they're going home to after.
I love it. When you look at, let's fast forward 5 years, where do you see Trade?
Oh my God. Household name. I think it's like, it is the single back office system for construction. It's not only on, you know, private jobs. It's like the leading payroll provider of public works. Whole cities are operating on Trade in a really kind of efficient, cohesive way.
Let's talk about your kind of, you don't have to give everything because you obviously, I don't want you to give the secrets away either, but what excites you most about your growth strategy in the years ahead? Is it that relationship forming piece that you seem to really focus in on? Like what part of it?
We're creating like measurable impact here. Like this is like a real value to people's lives, not just from a business efficiency standpoint where we're not only consolidating their back office, but saving them time, energy, and money in their investment into Trade. But on the other side, like the liquidity for workers and, you know, reinvesting in the construction workforce, that's palpable. Like this construction runs this country. Like construction starts our day, right? Like these guys are out 4:45 in the morning, 5 a.m. They're clocking into their job sites. Like they're out there when the sun rises. And, you know, they have been overlooked for so many years. And I think so much of this for me is charged in the fact that like we are changing lives every single day and giving people financial like freedom and ability to you know, it, that impacts their day to day. It's very special. And it, you know, the days are hard as a founder. This isn't like a, you know, it's not just all highs here. There's a lot that goes into this work, and it's not for the faint of heart. But when you see that you're changing people's lives for the better, it's much easier.
Who should connect with you, Anna?
I love talking to anybody. I think that you can learn anything from anybody. But our, you know, our most measurable impact would come from contractors right now, and general contractors. And so that is really, you know, those are the people that I think could benefit the most from trade today. And yeah, I like always love learning about different back office systems. And in years of research, I've never seen a back office like configured the same as another. There's such disarray and disjointedness amongst the systems and tools that people use. It's pretty wild.
I love it. Well, Anna, thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast today. Excited to have you on again in the near future, and wishing you and the team all the best of luck. Congrats.
Thank you so much, Jared. I appreciate it.